Hi, Ragini here again, and welcome to Module 6, Part 1, 3 Proven Tips to Decrease Your Heightened Emotional Charge. This is a packed module, so get ready, because here we go. Your emotional reaction, as you now know, is the real object of concern. It's the real interference. So this means how you view your landmarks, the strengths and weaknesses, is the secret. Not the actual landmark, but how you view it. That is the key. Three perspectives you're going to learn in this module from your mystic's eye. And these mystical views release the emotional charge easily and quickly, allowing you to gain the distance and the use of these mystic perspectives in a more powerful and permanent way. Okay, here's mystic perspective number one. Weaknesses, which is our primary concern, are just the waning of the strengths. That means they are impermanence in motion. This is a wonderful way to look at weaknesses. Instead of being a hideous experience you want to avoid at all costs, you say, this is a waning of the strengths, which rests in your deepening understanding of impermanence in motion and how that looks in everyday life. Weaknesses demonstrate the process of change. They are the strengths of one pole in the process of changing into the strengths of the opposite pole. When you can remember that, you can breathe and relax a little more with the discomfort that weaknesses bring to us. Weaknesses are not well-formed energy. By that I mean they're not shaped into one pole of your pair or the other one, right? They are energy in transition. They are in the transitional stage. When you can remember that, you can relax with the confusion and the discomfort. Now, you've been taught that weaknesses are to be avoided at all costs because they are not good, they are not safe, they feel bad. Get away from them because when you're in them, they mean something about you. They mean you're weak, you're bad, or you're undisciplined. So, of course, the minute we see or experience a weakness, we want to get out of there. Now, the wisdom of your discontent that you've been discovering here calls this stage of transition the waning of the strengths, right? And the wisdom of your discontent suggests that you do the same. They're no longer weaknesses. They're just the waning of the strengths in motion. Okay, mystical perspective number two. Weaknesses are signals. Ha ha. From? Well, either your personal essential self or from the larger living system. And these are signals that there is a message for you to pay attention to. So, of course, the question is, what's the message? And the message is, it's time to let go of where you have been and move on to the opposite pole. And you want to start learning how this feels in your body to receive the signal and the message, and then ask yourself, am I willing to receive the message and follow it? And, of course, the message is, it's time to rebalance. You know these, renew and or expand. You may be getting tired of those three things, but they are the crux of a really powerful remembrance to have in your unconscious process. Mystical perspective number two helps you greet weaknesses with gratitude. They're signals. They're helping you out. So you can start to feel grateful for them despite the fact that they feel uncomfortable and unpleasant. So I've had many people say to me, are you saying that we have to go through all this suffering just to get a signal from the larger system? Well, here's the thing. Human beings live in concept land. That means we live in our mind. And today's world with computers really exemplifies that a great deal because you know when you're behind your computer screen, you are in your head. The mind stuff gets all of your attention. But you can't think away unpleasant emotions. So they come and grab you because they will get your attention. And the weaknesses or the signals give you immediate guidance. They tell you where you are on your infinity loop in that particular dilemma. They tell you what it is you need to do next. And they tell you how to not get stuck. And that is done by listening to the message and acting on it. So behaviorally, what does this actually mean when you get the message? Well, in the presence of the weaknesses, the message is to breathe, to relax, and to let go. That's how it can show up in your behavior once you've said yes to the message and allowed it in. You'll breathe, relax, and let go of whatever it was you were trying to control and make happen in some way other than what was unfolding. In the presence of strengths, the message is very similar. It's breathe, relax, let go, and a fourth element, enjoy. So whenever you can remember to receive the message, you'll know you got it because you'll be breathing, relaxing, letting go, and enjoying what is there. Now, if you ignore the signals, the difficulty is you can get stuck on one downside of your loop. And that means that you're going to start trying to go against the flow. And much like, I think it's Sisyphus, a Greek myth where he's trying to push the rock back up the mountain and it always falls back down again on his head, basically, and he's down at the bottom again. When you get stuck on one downside of the loop, you're going to want to make the effort to push yourself back up to the same strengths, to recreate what was, instead of listening to the signal, getting the message, relaxing, and letting yourself move up to the strengths of the opposite pole. But of course, you have to go through the signals and the waning of the strengths in order for that to occur. Now, you can also get stuck in both downsides if you ignore the signals. And what that means is you get no access to benefits of either part of your polar pair. And that can be the start of real cynicism and despair. Because as much as you know the benefits are there and the landmarks are there, you can't get there. You're like stuck on the bottom, going back and forth between the downsides of both of your poles in that polarity. Now, this produces power struggles. This is a terrible position to be in. Because you have ignored the signals, you will start struggling for control. This evokes blame, which is one way we try to take control, anger, resentment, a drive to fix the problem rather than managing it, because it is, as you recall, an unresolvable dilemma. And it also leads to avoidance and more pain and suffering, way more than the simple discomfort and displeasure that we might have had to endure as the weakness was changing into the strengths of the opposite pole. So the downside of tip number two, which is that the weaknesses are signals, is that unpleasant experiences are an absolute certainty in your life. And that means that all of our tactics of bargaining and compromising and making a deal will be rendered useless as you begin to realize this is a certainty, you can't get rid of it, so you have to use a different strategy, which is what you are learning here. Now, the upside of the mystical perspective number two, which is that weaknesses are signals, is that you are free to leave power struggles behind. What an amazing realization, because you now know that power struggles only arise when you're trying to fix an unresolvable dilemma rather than managing it, which you have almost completely got the whole strategy for how to do that. And the rest of it you're going to get in the next modules. Now, mystical perspective number three is so powerful that it gets its own segment. So that part two of this module will be all about mystical perspective number three. So while you're waiting in anticipation for that, let's take a look at the homework on part one. What do you now know is the real object of concern? Three tips come from using your mind's eye or your mystic's eye. What is tip number one? What are two alternative ways to view the weaknesses that you meet on your journey around the infinity loop? What is tip number two? What happens when you ignore it? And what's the downside of using tip number two? And what's the upside? And why is tip number three getting a segment all its very own? Okay, my friend, go ahead and enjoy, and I will see you in the next video. Much love.